This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. The Suitcase Junket is a one-man band that defies neat categorization. If you live me. Part folk singer, part showman, part old-fashioned troubadour, Western Massachusetts musician Matt Lorenz has become a festival favorite. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown brings us the next pick in our spring music series.
To say Matt Lorenz doesn't like to waste things is an understatement. He takes old guitar frets and hammers them into earrings. He converted a box of junk into an instrument.
It's basically an old cheese box that I had full of bones and silverware. The bottom symbol is the wooden box. The top symbol is all these objects hanging off of an old 8mm film reel.
On stage, Lorenz wears ratty yellow loafers he got used 15 years ago. And his guitar he found in a dumpster.
It had this weird, buzzy, growly sound. It only sounded good in an open tuning. And I, you know, sort of fell in love with the limitations of it.
In short, Matt Lorenz is highly resourceful in music and in life. I met him at his farmhouse in Leverett, Massachusetts. He was on break from touring, putting logs into an outdoor oven so he could boil sap into maple syrup.
You keep a boil going, so you feed the fire from this side, and it's fierce right now.
But despite his bohemian setup, Lorenz is no ragtag indie musician. He's signed with Northampton record label Signature Sounds, plays about 200 gigs a year, has a publicist, a booking agent. He's just released his seventh album, called Mean Dog Trampoline. Yet even that is a product of his offbeat recycling methods, including lyrics that came from a homebuyer's workshop he once attended.
I found notes from it, and they were completely incoherent. It looked like I was mostly drawing little imaginary creatures and writing down the occasional word, you know, without any reference points on the page. Danger, sanitation, leaky windows and lawns. But being someone who doesn't like to see things go to waste, even, you know, my own idiot scribblings, I scraped them together into a tune. Put a mean old dog and a trampoline. But the mean dog and the trampoline, which is sort of the chorus of that song, are two things that insurance companies apparently really don't like you to have.
Lorenz has been making music since he was a child in southern Vermont, taking piano, violin, and saxophone lessons. At Hampshire College, he created a major around experimental music. He spent a few years working on farms, painting houses, and playing in bands on the side. By 2009, he was making a living as a solo performer. His latest incarnation is called the Suitcase Junket, a nod to his sentimental collection of old suitcases. Lorenz is the Junket, a one-man band who strums a guitar while sitting at a large contraption of homemade and traditional instruments. He's not exactly sure how to describe the musical style of the Suitcase Junket, though he tries.
I call it swamp Yankee music.
The swamp being a place, he says, where some things go to decompose and other things come to life. His music has hints of southern rock and soul, as might be played by what he calls a northern swamp person.
Sort of like independent, a little bit grumpy, but, you know, throws a good party. You know, like likes people around a couple times a year, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just describing myself.
Even so, he does write a lot about relationships, including in his new song, Everything I Like. Everything I
like happens at night. Like a lot of songs, it ends up having sort of themes of love and not being able to communicate with the person you love and this sort of like confusion and mystification that is people knowing each other.
These days, he spends a lot of time alone. At first, becoming a one-man band was a financial decision. It was expensive to pay travel costs for a full band. Then he grew to like performing solo.
I think it helped me grow as a musician and a performer a lot faster, having no one to lean on. You know, having being up there, okay, you have to tune right now. Are you going to say something? Best try to make it, you know, interesting or humorous or something. And also that idea that partway through a song you could decide to play it differently. And, you know, you wouldn't have a band, you know, throwing their hands in the air. Like, well, what's this guy up to again? All right, you were so, all right, you
One challenge of a one-man band is not coming across as a gimmick.
It's like, it's hokey. Just sometimes it's just saying one-man band, you're like, you can see people cringe a little bit. The reason it has that reputation is because you get people who aren't necessarily saying anything. They're just making a bunch of noise, and fair enough. I, you know, like to think that I'm saying things as well as making a bunch of noise.
And sometimes, for what he calls a musical palate cleanser, he'll step out from behind his contraption and play acoustic guitar. He'll often close the night with an Irish-style ballad he wrote, Red Flannel Rose.
I was cold and I was hungry, but I was feeling pretty good. And the fabric of the place was just starting to show. That's when I met her, my red flannel rose.
And it's a really nice moment because it is this kind of, everything is stripped away, you know? It's like, and then there's also just a song in a room.
She's never fine. There's a spot in my heart where not much anything grows. Except now there's the sprout, the red flannel rose.
Matt Lorenz, the Suitcase Junket, is touring with his new album, Mean Dog Trampoline, until next February when he takes a break for maple syrup season. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
One lifted up.